Welcome to the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I'm your host, Athena. This podcast is more than a podcast. It's a transformative journey designed to help you awaken to your abundance, for you to discover what living the fullness of life means to you, and to co-create that life in this podcast community. As always, we're jumping right in with today's episode. Welcome to another episode of the Awakening to Abundance podcast. I want to start off with a fair warning for you. I cuss a lot in this voice note, probably the most I've ever cussed up until this point at the podcast for sure, and maybe even more than any voice note there will be in the podcast. But again, just letting you know, fair warning, lots of cussing. Make sure that you're not around little kid ears or your boss or something like that, right? But it is happy cussing. It is empowered cussing. And there is a little defiant cussing as well. Just to put this into perspective, I am in the midst of the program launch in 2023 that I did with Laura Pulsell, which you heard an Instagram live with her the previous episode, and then also a couple weeks back. So we're in the thick of launching that program in 2023. And a week or so prior in my personal life, I agree to think about a temporary separation while Peter is gone the next year abroad. So part of the cussing is an empowerment sentence, statement, feeling of what I want as life is starting to shift very quickly underneath my feet. And just a note that the numbers that are quoted in this voice note, they're not arbitrary numbers. However, looking back now, they weren't aligned with how life was going to unfold. And of course, hindsight being 2020, I didn't know that at the moment. And I didn't know all of the things that were going to unfold in my personal life. So I'm gonna let you listen to the voice note, and then afterward, we're gonna have a little chat about everything that's been said. So my thing coming up right now for me is I have been blocking myself toward doing the at least 1,000 people in my Facebook group and at least 50 or more people in the course and at least $30,000. And I think the reason why I was blocking myself a bit was because of this inability to see beyond what is occurring and the block that, like, I can't make this amount of money by myself, or like I can't have such a massive program by myself, or really this is it too. Like, there is a certain amount of work that has to be done in order for me to be able to have 1,000 plus people in my Facebook group and to have 50 plus people in the program and to have $30,000 plus in revenue. And the thing is that, like, it's not true. I don't need anyone to make $30,000 plus or to have a 50 plus person program or to have an 1,000 plus strong Facebook group. I don't need to struggle and work as hard as I think I do in order for this to happen. I don't need to work as hard as I think I do in order to
have 1,000+ people in my Facebook group, or to have a 50+ person program, or to have a $30,000+ revenue from the program. I don't need to do that much work. It's not about the effort, it's not about the pushing, it's about the fact that when I'm in alignment, I know that I am abundant and that flowing abundance is always coming to me. And I know that the people who are meant to see what it is to see will see it. And I have the faith that it is beyond me and that I am working with the universe and all that is there to have this dream, to have this desire to come true. And it doesn't matter if anyone is there with me, it doesn't matter if I'm pushing super hard. What matters is that belief, and what matters is that faith, and what matters is that alignment. So with that being said, I am so excited and grateful to have 1,000+ people in my Facebook group. And I am even more fucking excited because I have been able to really engage with them and be able to hear what they like and what they don't like. So really building community and being able to see that and really having a really fun time with it. It's really exciting, and it's also really creative because it makes me want to be even more of a creative. It makes me want to ask even more abundant questions and put things in an abundant way. So I'm so excited for these 1,000+ people to come together. And even if they can't even come together all at one time, they're still there in the group and they're still creating this amazing high vibe community. Because the other part of that is, if they can't show up all the time or they don't want to, then they get to watch the replays and they get to see all the stuff whenever they want to, like at their own convenience. And that's the other part of this whole thing. Time is an illusion. Eventually I will pause the group, but other than that, it'll continue to be there, and it'll continue to be this beautiful thing where I'm able to create other things out of it, use it, and people will still be able to see it if they want to and go in and access it. And so it's a free thing. Like, it is literally my heart saying, hey, whoever finds it, you were meant to, and here it is. And so I'm just so excited. I am so excited, and I believe 100% that there will be 1,000+ people. And then I also believe in my heart that there will be 50+ people in the program. I believe that the continuation of reaching out, engaging, interacting, and all the other things I don't even fucking know and don't have any control over and have no idea what will happen will equate to at least 50+ people. And I am so excited about them joining the course because they get to be a part of this. They get to define what abundance means to them. I just saw this beautiful dolphin playing in the fucking wave. It was amazing and beautiful. And thank you so much, universe. Thank you, thank you, thank you. See, and that's the kind of stuff that I'm talking about, that like bird's eye view. I was just talking about that this morning in my video. See, these are the things that, like, I don't have any fucking clue are going to happen, but here they are, and they're just having this beautiful time. And this is what I'm talking about. This is that ease. This is the flow. This is the, like, trust and the knowing in the universe and the delight. The delight, because life is supposed to be fun. I'm just so fucking excited. And for a little while now, I've been a little bit not, but, like, I forgive all that. I forgive myself. I forgive all of it. I look at it for our good, and I am so fucking thankful to be able to be here. And how could it not work out, right? Like, how could it not fucking work out? Just fucking beautiful. I mean, I can't even describe how fucking happy I am right now. Like, total 100% beautiful, happy, love it. And of course, there's no coincidences. That was meant for me to open my eyes and, like, see. In fact, I was closing my eyes for the first beginning of this. And of course, it's playing in the wave. Of course, it's playing in the wave. The waves are so much fucking fun. So anyway, I know that I'll get to have moments like this with my people, with the people, the 50+ people who are going to sign up for this program, and know that this is their abundant life too, right? They get to fucking watch dolphins play in the waves. And now we are the dolphins that were all part of this beautiful oneness. They came to come play with me. There are three more. Oh my God, it's so much fun. So I feel like I'm geeking out from the universe. I'm so excited and happy. Anyway, so yeah, the 50 plus people, and they get to see where their abundance is and like where they want to call in more abundance. And they get to be in this high vibe community where we're all here doing it together and we're supporting one another and we're in this beautiful container. And I'm so fucking excited about the $30,000 fucking dollars that are gonna come my fucking way because of this. At least $30,000, at least, because then I get to stay here in fucking Monterey. Not just because I get to stay. I get to stay because I get to fucking stay here in Monterey. And I get to see these beautiful fucking dolphins every fucking day of my fucking life that I want to, right? There are more, they're playing in the waves. There are three more, I was right. Oh God, I love how they surf the fucking waves, even when they're not that big. Anyway, so like I get to have the $30,000 because that's what I've decided that I get to have. And $30,000 has been something and a number that has come through over and over and over again. And so it is mine and it is my beginning point. And I am so excited to receive this $30,000 plus dollars. And I'm gonna have so much fun with it because it is gonna be this beautiful playing with it. Like I get to play with it. I get to do whatever I want with it. I get to go and deepen into my own abundance with it. I get to support myself. I get to use this tool of abundance for ease and clarity and fun and wrapping shit up and learning more and all the things. And even though this morning, like I had a massive headache and like, you know, I'm not feeling it or whatever. It was just leading to just go here, get some coffee, sit down, and then just watch the ocean. And those are the moments. And it wasn't even major stuff. It's just, it's a continuation of tapping into and tuning into what are the little nudges. And these were super little nudges. My inner being was like, hey girl, you need to sit down and watch the fucking dolphins and the fucking waves today. And just take a moment for yourself and get realigned. And how did that happen? I was all like, I'm gonna go walk and work out and stuff like that. And I got on the trail and then it was like, oh fuck, I have to pee. Oh look, up there is a Starbucks and I have a free fucking coffee for Starbucks. So I'm gonna go in and use their bathroom and get the fucking free Starbucks coffee before it expires by the end of the month. And then I was like, okay, well, now I have this beautiful coffee and I don't necessarily want to walk around with it. So like, what do I do with it? And then I was like, oh, look at this beautiful spot on the beach that's on a hill that now I can look around and just sit down and be here. And honestly, I was going to do some work, but little did I know that the universe was like, no, honey, be in wonder today. Be in wonder in this moment. Just fucking sit here and be part of the oneness and the wonder that's all around you. And it's when we're in that space where the fucking miracles happen. And again, these were all just little taps from the universe of what I really needed today. And so I'm so glad and thankful that I had to fucking pee and there was a fucking free Starbucks. And now I'm on the beach fucking in this beautiful aligned space and so excited and renewed faith that indeed I am going to have at least 1,000 people in the Facebook group, and I am going to have at least 50 people sign up for this program coming up, and I am going to receive at least $30,000 from that program. And I am so fucking jazzed to be able to share all this stuff with them, and I am so fucking jazzed to be able to have this energy and create this energy and give this energy away and receive the energy from them as well as they learn what abundance means, what their abundance journey is, and they start this really for themselves. Because this life is fucking magical, and I'm so grateful for it, and I believe 100% in all of it. And so it is.
Welcome back. Okay, yeah, there were a lot of cuss words, specifically the F-bomb. But what pure magic Between dolphins, which are my favorite animal, as you now know, and surfing, I love surfing. I learned when I was a teenager, I love surfing. So for the dolphins to be surfing felt incredibly beautiful and made me incredibly excited, as you can tell. But boy, am I so glad that that manifestation did not come true. In fact, Thank God for Unanswered Prayers by Garth Brooks is still playing in my head. I also used to be a country girl. Boy, does the universe know better. Boy, did the universe know that I grow and expand at a slow rate, not when I'm overwhelmed. Boy, did the universe know that I like to be present in these situations, that I like to really fully get all of the lessons out that I possibly can during big moments that were unfolding, like in my personal life, and that I like to do everything in this life with ease. So to have had a program that size with what I felt at the time as my life starting to fall apart would have literally been hell for me. And also, honestly, the numbers that are in that voice note from the past, if you had asked me why those numbers, they would not have been energetically aligned. They would not be for the highest good. I would have said something like, those numbers give me stability and a sense of control with what's going on in my life currently, aka lack, scarcity, and fear. There's no abundance there. And, aka, I'm making money my source. And when I say source, I mean my safety, my security, my rock to which I stand upon, as opposed to allowing the universe to be my safety and my security, and allowing money to just be the energetic tool of abundance, I would have been making it have a lot more power and a lot more meaning than it really honestly does. Because again, it's just an energy. Money cannot save you. Money cannot give you a true sense of security. And the universe had a different lesson for me to learn. It wasn't about going back into controlling and finding yet another form of security. It was about learning to surrender, learning to fully live into the belief and faith in something bigger than myself, in letting go of the human sense of control. And this is so important for us to remember, to surrender our manifestations, to not grasp, to not force, to not make them happen, but to allow them to manifest in our reality. This manifestation, or something better, that is a surrendered feeling. Something better, meaning more authentic, more in alignment and in the right time, in divine timing. Even though I think I want it right now, I am not yet ready to receive it. I am not open. I am not the person that is the energetic match to having, being, or doing whatever that manifestation is at that time. So allowing that whole process to take place. And surrender isn't about giving up the manifestation. It's not about giving up your desires. It's not about giving up your creative power in this life. It's about surrendering the manifestations, knowing in your heart of hearts, knowing in your soul, in your gut, in your embodiment, that this manifestation, this desire, is meant for you and will be manifested. But you are not in control of the how or the when, which actually is so much less pressure. We often want to control it because we feel like we can make it happen because we've seen ourselves make other things happen and we can count on ourselves. That's control. But when we give it up and we allow for it to happen, it's so much easier and it's so much more fun to see how the universe puts things together that we would never have imagined coming together to have the manifestation manifested. And so, although it feels uncomfortable in the beginning to let go of that control, it actually is so relaxing, so empowering, so in the moment, so beautiful to know that we can take a breath, that we don't have to control every freaking aspect of everything all the flipping time. There you go. I put the flipping in there instead of the F-bomb because I know you've heard it so many times. And even if the manifestation feels like it's coming, but it's taking a long time to come and you're getting a little bit nervous about it or you're wishing that it would come faster, know that because the manifestation is always in its becoming state, and again, you are really the one that's changing to allow that manifestation in. The manifestation is always there, so it's not about the manifestation doing anything different, it's about you doing something different. While you are quote-unquote waiting, you are also tweaking what exactly it is that you want manifested. So in the beginning of when you are saying you have a desire for something to be manifested and it actually manifesting, you could see it in its becoming state and say, ooh, I really like that part of this manifestation that's being manifested, but I actually don't like that other part so much, right? And so, like an artist creating something, along the way, you get to say, oh, you know what? I'd like to change that part of this artwork. And it will continue to manifest in the way that you direct it. So it's always in its becoming. You just have to allow it to have its own process, your own process. And so again, it's not about giving it up, it's about surrendering it. So this week, think about your manifestations, your desires, what you are wanting to become manifested in your sense perceptions 3D reality, and see if you're grasping or trying to control in any way. And whether you journal it out or you do a voice note or you just meditate, sit with how you could surrender it a little bit more and allow yourself to be okay with allowing it to come to you in that way. Knowing and getting in touch with that inner wisdom that says, it is on its way. Just got to give up that control a little bit more. And of course, I want to hear from you. So if you are doing this exercise, let me know, because I want to support you as you continue to manifest. Have a great rest of your week. Thank you for listening to this podcast episode and being part of this community. I want to hear from you. Did something resonate with you in this episode? Are you experiencing awakenings or synchronicities in your life? Do you have any questions or ideas for the podcast in general? Email me at podcast@abundancewithathena.com or DM me on Instagram at abundancewithathena and share with me your stories. And with your permission, I'll share them with our community. And until next time, keep awakening to the abundance that's always within you.